February.
Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Spell it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts.
Hey, how are you all doing? It's all one word. And this is a recording for day 9 of hashtag February in 2015. And today's subject, but not today, day 9's subject, is all about being judged. Or judging others.
Watch the masses move as the masses switches. System distant, but barely missed her. My soul attempts to save my brothers and sisters. Get up!
Bit of a subject quite close to my heart, actually. I've done a lot of thinking about this over the past kind of 2 days. Really good subjects again. So I want to say thanks to Sassy Cat for setting these questions and, you know, being inspired by others. But nonetheless, some tough daily topics here. Well done.
Faded. New generations believe in them fables. Gangsta boogie on 2 turntables. So no love, so it's easy to hate it. Desecrated while the current awaited. Any given Sunday, so where y'all reigning?
So, a bit of soul searching on this one, actually. I think it's because I live? I like the, suppose it is, but work. I am judged every second of the day for what I say, how I speak to people, the words I use when I speak to people, just everything. You know, I can't go down the corridor without people looking at me and judging me. It's not just me, it's the same with everybody. We live in a very fast-paced line of work, and if you're not keeping up, then you're going to get left behind. I don't particularly enjoy it. I would say that it's only at the part of the company that I am now, and not necessarily throughout, although there is this elitist attitude amongst the workers in my firm that I don't like. You know, I think born or bred into me was this thing of it's because it's quite difficult to talk about without giving specifics, and I don't really want to, but first impressions. I was always taught first impressions count, first impressions count, first impressions count. I think they are important, yes, I do. But I think, quite honestly, as long as someone is polite and mindful of the people who they're speaking to, then I don't think there's necessarily a problem. Because I am a firm believer in everybody gets a chance. Do I judge other people? Well, as I get older and more experienced in my line of work, I am very open-minded. I have to be open-minded in my job because it involves speaking to people. It involves speaking to people from different kinds of backgrounds, and it's very important that we don't stereotype these people. Although it might be true on occasion, you know, a stereotypical attitude by the person whom I'm speaking to, you can't treat them that way. So you're judging them even before you come to that. I understand that. You judge them as soon as you clap eyes on them, really, don't you? What I like to say is I'm not judging, I'm learning. I'm learning, I'm keeping my options open on what I have to say and how I approach any given situation with them. So the judgment comes after the judgment comes after speaking with them. Quite often when I have spoken to them, I'm asked by my superiors to give my opinion on people or a person who I've just spoken to, or I've experienced this very recently, actually, something which may hit the UK headlines. But it's an opinion. It's not a judgment. It's an opinion, because we have to approach situations strategically.
Oi!
Flipping dog was going to run across the road. Sorry.
Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm not over there. Come here.
You've got to show them who's the master. I'm not really that angry with her. She knows. She knows. She's kind of puts her ears go down. Nose goes into the air. In a different direction. Looks at me sideways. No. No running across the road. Right, away. Good girl. Anyway. Never a dull moment. Yes, so sometimes, you know, see, we talk about judgment. It's very, very clever, very good subject. Because my eldest daughter is quite clever. She's been branded with one of those hot irons. You know, where they put this iron in the fire and they heat it up so it glows red. And they've branded her. Not really, but she's been branded or labelled a gifted child, because she's kind of 2/3 years ahead of her academic ability, or her year group's academic ability. And quite recently, we've learned that she hasn't been going, quote, next door, which is into the, you know, the higher class that she's meant to attend, to go and do maths and science and English literature. Is that right? How good of a parent am I? Anyway, so yesterday just happened to be parents' evening, and she, being a teacher, told us she was bluffing a case. Listen, you can't bluff a bluffer. I've been bluffing people for flipping 18 years. you know, she was filling us with information before we could ask the relevant questions. The relevant questions were still asked. Is she going next door? Yes, yes, yes. Well, she's telling us that she's not going next door. Well, there you go. So, do I judge the teacher as lazy or forgetful? Or, I mean, how hard is it to kick one kid out of your class into a class next door when you're doing maths or English or science? How difficult is that? It's not difficult, is it? So do we judge that teacher as lazy? Do we judge the system as failing her? Well, invariably it comes down to one or two people, doesn't it? You know, because the receiving teacher in next door knows that she's going to get a younger child who was a brainiac. Well, I don't want to say brainiac, but, you know, a brainy kid. She knows that kid's got to come. So why doesn't that teacher knock on the current classroom door and come and get her? So do I judge that teacher as being lazy and incompetent? Well, there you go. Judging. Puts us in a very difficult situation sometimes. But there we go. So a very good question. I think people, you know, people naturally judge others all the time, you know. They don't, I think it takes a wise person to take a step back and just observe a situation. I'm not saying I do every time. I try to. Certainly, when I have had the red mist descending in front of my eyes when I'm driving, I'm not road rage, not road rage, and I've spoken outwardly at someone else about someone else's driving enough for them to hear, that's a judgment on their driving, isn't it? For instance, so I've judged someone, and not forgetting, of course, I am Judge Dredd.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.